the Revelation of the book Revelation, part 65. I'm Professor Hannes Rielinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is basically the handbook for the study about the book Revelation that we are currently busy with, I would suggest that you contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code for South Africa, and the number is 0722 367 124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and families, to those who are dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and the notepad ready. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing to you in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off last week. Now, let us continue in the handbook, Christ Among Us. This is the handbook in which they train the Roman Catholic priests, which I have a copy. Or not a copy, an original book. Christ Among Us, a modern presentation of the Roman Catholic faith, ISBN 0/8091/1746/0. I'm just going to give that ISBN number again, so you can see that I'm talking about facts. ISBN number 0/8091/1746/0. Now it says, the first of these great signs is baptism. The first of these great signs is baptism. Now I'm reading directly from the handbook, the Roman Catholic handbook, which they trained their priests from. So if it talks about Jesus Christ, I'm just going to say Jesus Christ. When it talks about God, I'm not going to supplement the names into the original format. Here, Christ unites us with himself as a new way. That happens through baptism. In a deeper way, to live more truly and faithfully with him. Somehow, mysteriously, but really, we now go with Christ through the great action of this life. Particularly his death and resurrection. We begin journeying with him to the Father. He will suffer and die with him. We will suffer and die with him. And one day we shall rise with him to a real full life after death. Now I'm breaking this up. This is A. After studying this part of the Roman Catholic faith, we find that this passage is addressing adult people. Why? Because we can understand what it says. That we must forget is that this is the introduction to infant or baby baptism in the way the Roman Catholic Church performed it. My question is, does any baby understand what has just been said? Any baby, child, young person? No. As we continue, we just need to keep the question in mind. Does an infant understand what we have just studied? In the next part of the study, we will find how baby or infant baptism becomes a way to become part of the Roman Catholic Church. That's what baby baptism is. It's not because of the sins of the fathers or the sins of the child. It is to immerse the church or baptize the baby or infant into the Babylonian or mother's system, world religious system. Baptism is a sacrament in which Christ joins us together with Him. Now he says, one, the Roman Catholic Church believes that baby baptism is the sacrament in which Christ joins us to Him as members of His church. Yo, 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 yo. Aye. The statement is totally unscriptural and cannot be found in any Protestant Bible. We became part of the bride of Yahushua through new birth. But babies can't obtain new birth. Therefore, they don't need to be baptized. He says that we became part of the bride of Yahushua through new birth according to John 3 verse 1 to 12, Romans 6 verse 1 to 14, and Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29, which all are speaking about adults who first repent and then were baptized. We will now continue with the handbook, the Roman Catholic handbook. Baptism is often called christening. That's why you will hear a lot of the traditional churches, like in South Africa, which use baby baptism for the last 600 years. They don't refer to baptism, they refer to christening. This expresses how we can make one with Christ, a completely new person. It explains how we are made one with Christ, a complete new person. But a baby, why must he or she be a new person? But if an adult sinned and lived a sinful life, they need to repent and to obtain a completely new life in Yahushua. And then we immerse that person, whether it's man or woman, in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sin. You can make a note, Acts 2, 36 to 41. This expresses how we are made one with Christ, a completely new person. St. Paul tells how baptism unites us to Christ, so that we are in Him as in a garment. We are in Him as, what, a baby? See, an infant cannot be united with Christ because he or she does not even know they exist. So how can you unite them? Oh, the parents does it. Why? In the following part of our study, we shall find how water plays a significant role in baby or infant baptism. The sign of water baptism. How must babies be baptized? One, I'm quoting from the handbook. The sign or ceremony of baptism is to pour water on the person, which is the baby's forehead, while saying the following words. I baptize you, that's the priest, baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. To be baptized means to wash with, to immerse in water. Baptism means to wash with or to immerse in water. This is the way the church, the Roman Catholic Church, has done it for centuries. A. First, we are made to understand that water is to be put with your finger on the forehead of the child. Immediately, the Roman Catholic Church contradicts itself by confessing the following. To be baptized means to wash with. Wash means with wash. To immerse in water. Surely, the word immerse means to put one under the water. When using your finger to make a cross with water on the baby's forehead, that does not mean to immerse the baby, no, surely not. Number two, by baptism Christ intended us, the babies, into the church, namely, by baptism Christ ignites us, the babies, into the church, namely the Roman Catholic Church, and join us, the babies who has no sin, because babies are born sinless, to his body, namely the Christian community. Christ hereby gives us, this baby, the ability to take part fully in the other sacraments. A baby participates in other sacraments. His baby doesn't even know they exist. Babies do not even know they exist. How can they take part in any church sacraments? Again, this refers totally on scripture, because baby does not have any sin and therefore do not need to take part in any church sacraments. The Roman Catholic Church believed that infant baptism gives new life and grace to this child. Gives new, this size, new life and grace. This is totally unscriptural, because no church can give new life to infants. Because infants are born with eternal life or new life. When the mothers brought the children, the disciples of Yahushua hindered them. Then Yahushua came and he says, hinder them not, because to them belongs the kingdom of my Father. What does that mean? They already have eternal life. Babies, small children, if they die, they have eternal life. They have not sinned. So why must they be sinned? Oh, you forget about it. You forgot. It's to inaugurate them into the church system. The Roman Catholic Church system. So what happened with all our Afrikaans churches, our traditional churches, the Three Sisters churches, where they christened babies? They inaugurate them into the Roman Catholic system, because they are part of the Roman Catholic system for the last more than 600 years. And that's why they would not want people to know anything about adult baptism. This is the system they use. Why? Because the children, they tell the parents, the church is giving a name to the child. You need to baptize the church, to baptize the church, because he needs to get a name. But the church doesn't give the child a name. The parents does. But it's that child to be drawn into the church system for the rest of his life. This is totally unscriptural, because no church can give new life to infants. Because infants are born eternal, with eternal life, not a new life that's going to come. They have eternal life. I says baptism gives the new life of grace, from the handbook. Baptism gives new life and grace to one who does not have it. So does this mean that this baby does not have grace and eternal life, a new life? I want to read that part again. Baptism gives new life and grace to one who does not have it. Now I say in brackets, read John 3 verse 1 to 12. The new birth of which Christ speaks is baptism. The new life is given to us as sanctifying grace. It is sanctifying grace. Does this little baby need sanctifying grace? What means sanctifying? Making pure, making holy. But the child is holy, does not even know it exists. He or she exists. It sanctifies in grace. It's signifying grace, which is God's living and loving presence with us. Through baptism, Christ forgives us all, including newborn infants, our sins. Can you believe that? Infants having sins? How can any church say that children, infants or babies receive new life of grace? How is it possible? If this baby has not even spoke one word, this means that this child is condemned even before his life has begun. Yes, the church claims that the sins of the father of the third and fifth and of the third and fourth generation are upon the newborn babies. This is totally ridiculous. The Bible states of them who hate Yahweh, our Elohim, or God. Christian people who want to have their infants baptized does surely not hate Yahweh, their God. B. What is ever more amazing is the fact that this Roman Catholic handbook refers to John 3 verse 1 to 6. Yahushua was speaking to Nicodemus, who was an adult person and not a child. John 3 verse 1 to 12. Have no reflection on any infant or baby being immersed or baptized. Again, are these references according to the Roman Catholic handbook totally unscriptural? This was Roman Catholic dogma which infiltrated the Protestant churches in the beginning of the 16th century and later. And today it has become part of tradition, church tradition, Roman Catholic tradition, functioning through Protestant and charismatic churches. In the next part we shall find how infant baptism is used to strengthen the Roman Catholic doctrine. A life of grace. 1. Christ freed us from sins and gives us grace in baptism. I want to say it again. Christ freed us from sin and gives us grace in baptism. That's according to the handbook. By joining himself in his own death and resurrection. We saw that his death was the great action by which he freed us from the power of sin. This baby, power of sin, took the power of sin to keep us from heaven, and by which he obtained for our whole race the new life of God's grace presence. By baptism, we first unite ourselves to Christ's death and resurrection. I'm speaking to this little baby. Does he or she know anything of what we've just said now? I just want to read this paragraph again, because there's very sensitive information here. Christ freed us from sin and gives us grace in baptism. We receive grace through the resurrection, through the revelation blood of Yahushua, not anything else. By joining himself to his own death and resurrection, we saw that his death was the great action by which he freed us from the power of sin to keep us from heaven, by which he obtained for our whole race the new life of God's grace presence. By baptism, we first unite ourselves to Christ's death and his resurrection. A. Just one question. After studying the above from the Roman Catholic handbook, the question is, why do infants then need baptism? When studying the above, I find that the conversation is only addressing adult people and not any infants or children. Hallelujah. B. The Roman Catholic Church as a rule does not believe in adult baptism, but prefers baptism infants and children. In doing so, they baptize these children into the Roman Empire, actually as a spiritual church. The Roman Empire, through the Roman Catholic Church, which is acting as a spiritual church. In the next part of our study, we shall find how the Roman Catholic Church used the Red Sea in the statement to support infant baptism. Can you think that? And this also sometimes are priests from the traditional church's pews. The ceremony of baptism in God's perfected way. The ceremony of baptism fulfills a perfect way that a deliverance to life and freedom that began in the Old Testament. God's people, that's Israel, were saved by the water of the Red Sea from Pharaoh's army and give a new life of freedom. Now what does this have to do with baptism? Israel was saved by the Red Sea from Pharaoh's army, and it gave them a new freedom. Now this book is going to apply this or draw it into a parallel with Yahushua's grace. Listen to this. He says, in the same way Christ leads us through the water of baptism to free us from sin and death and gives us a new life and eternal life grace. What does this baby, why does this baby need a new life grace? Baptism is our Christian Passover, our own personal exodus. This is a lot of crap. What does this with Moses and the Red Sea ever had to do with adult baptism or christening babies that does not even know they exist? How can you draw a parallel? A. Firstly, our attention is drawn to the fact that the Old Testament is drawn into the infant baptism. B. Israel was saved from the water of the Red Sea. My Bible teaches that Israel walked through the Red Sea. They were not saved by the water or from the water of the Red Sea. They walked through the Red Sea. But even wetting their feet, hallelujah, how could the history of the Red Sea have an effect on infant baptism? C. We have found earlier that immersing means to be covered in the water. Israel was never covered in water but walked through the Red Sea with dry feet. I heard an argument once before of an old lady and a young man driving on a bus. And this young man was preaching in the bus about Israel that was saved through the Red Sea. So when he was busy teaching on the Red Sea and Pharaoh's soldiers and Moses as they were going through the Red Sea, he said that Israel got saved through the water of the Red Sea. Then he said that the water, they didn't walk, there's a wrong misconception of they walked through dry feet through the Red Sea. He said there were water which was ankled deep, that far, that deep. All the water disappeared. There was a bit of water which were ankle deep. And then the old lady stood up and she says, young man, if your theology is correct, having water which is ankle deep, then I want to ask you, how is it possible that Pharaoh's army drowned, all of them, in ankle deep water? And she went and she said, and at the next stop, the guy got off the bus, not continuing his journey. You see, this is what happens. Satan sends somebody with internet theology, unbiblical dogma, teaching that there was ankle deep water. But how is it possible, like the old lady said, that all of Pharaoh's army drowned in ankle deep water? We just need to be very wake up sometimes to discern the lie and understand the truth. Hallelujah. We have found earlier that immersing means to be covered in the water. Israel was never covered in water but walked through the Red Sea with dry feet. That is the important part to understand. Immersing into water means burying the old person of sin in the water grave. First come to repentance, then immersing in the name of Yahushua. We don't take water and just sprinkle it over him, or take a cup of water and pour it over him. You need to immerse the person. It's according to Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. You must study this scripture, Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. And you will find that Yahushua through Apostle Paul is drawing our attention how we are a bride of Yahushua, are drawn equal into the death and resurrection of Yahushua. We are drawn into equally. As we live a sinful life, coming to repentance, we bury that person as Yahushua was buried. And that's why we can't immerse people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because Yahushua was only once buried. And as he rose from the dead, we arose from our grave of water, and to live a new life ever in Yahushua, or in Yaffa and Yahushua. Arising from this water grave, he or she is a new creation in Yahushua. We have already studied all the baptism or immersing into water scriptures. The last census refers to baptism. Now listen to what the book says, the Catholic handbook. The last census says, baptism is our Christian Passover, our own personal exodus. Does infinite needs exodus from their sins? No. Infants have no sin. What has Passover to do with baptism or immersing? Children, who does not even know that they are alive? How can we say Passover has any effect on children who does not even know they are alive? They cannot. When studying these teachings of the Roman Catholic Church concerning infant baptism, we realize that even this occult knows that water needs to be part of one's salvation. Ay, 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 ay. Even Satan has it. Ay. All the scriptures used in the Roman Catholic handbook confirm that only adults were immersed or baptized in the Bible. Not once a child. Not once in any of our original Protestant Bibles was even one infant baptized. Why not? Because infants do not have sin. B. Every time in the Bible where we find people were baptized or immersed, we find that they were only adult people who knew what the word repentance means. That is so important. On the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, 36, 41, when the Ruach HaKodesh was poured out upon the people, the 120 in the upper room, there were thousands of people there, which were drawn by the Ruach HaKodesh. And some of them came to Peter and said, Apostle Peter, what must we do to be saved? Peter says, repent. He didn't say, join the church. He didn't say, come pay your tithes. He didn't say, come become part of an organization. No. He says, repent. For people to be saved, they must repent of their sin. Meaning from their lives, they must turn around. And comes toward Yahushua, not, they must come to him, not ran from him. Repent, Acts 2:36-41. Repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. Because this promise is unto you and your children and all that are far. Now when he says children, it means generations to come. It doesn't mean little babies, generations to come. Who can repent again? They need to repent. These babies, when growing up, they need to repent of their sin. And the promise is also unto them, which Apostle Peter preached 2,000 years ago. He says, and those that heard his voice accept the message of salvation gladly, and they were immersed on that day. 3,000 people. After the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh, 3,000 people, adults, not babies and children, were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins. So babies does not know what the word repents means, because they don't even are aware that they are alive. We will find now how infant baptism will be used to give recognition to the Roman Catholic Church doctrine. Now I'm going to stop right here. And if his father's will, next week we are going to continue from here. Don't miss this. This is manna from heaven. This is the bread of life. This is what Yahushua told his disciple. Go from house to house and break bread. He didn't give them a brown bread. It's the word of life. The light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet. Don't miss it. Till next week, in Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.